And today on the show, more pre-prep to help keep you in step as you go into that broadcast studio or the voiceover studio, and you've got a couple of hours ahead of you, maybe even a four-hour radio program. A podcast could be a couple of hours by the time you've done the interviews, which are subsequently edited down. You've got that voiceover session, probably shorter, but it may be that you've got several scripts to do. And if you're going to be doing an audiobook, for example, either in a studio externally or your own home studio, there's a lot of pre-prep you need to do to make sure your voice is in shape and it's going to be able to cope with everything, all those demands that you're going to make of it over that hour or more. So for radio and podcast presenters specifically, your preparation may include things like, well, planned spontaneity. I mean, have you thought about that? Having a rough idea of what to say. Maybe not every single word, but blocks of topics and bullet points within them of the points you want to make, and how to transition from one block to another, a roadmap, if you will, and one that you can veer off from if you want to improvise and extemporize in the moment. And the idea behind all that is that you need to pre-read and rewrite your bullet points, your kind of script, if allowed, to suit your reading style. Now, obviously, you can't actually do that if it's a signed-off voiceover script, but if you're making bullet points or you've got a rough outline of a script for a radio program, again, that might be signed off as well by a producer or a director. But if you're ad-libbing a radio program or a podcast or something like that, you may be able to extemporize around it and rewrite it to suit your reading style. Get rid of some of those really formal words. We've spoken about this before months and months ago in the podcast series. Cutting down some of the words, making them really easy to say. Shorter sentences, getting rid of the formal words, getting rid of some of the words that you personally find difficult, all of those kind of tips and tricks and techniques to help what it is that you're going to say, help it all flow. Because if it all flows, we're going to come back to the confidence again. If it all flows, you're less likely to make mistakes, and therefore you're less likely to get tense and stressed. If you're less likely to be tense and stressed, that means that your breathing is going to be better, your confidence level is going to be boosted, your voice is going to sound more mature, you're going to be able to get to the end of a sentence, you've got that breath support, all sorts of things going on here, both physically and mentally. Now, as I say, as a commercial voiceover, you've really got to read what you're given. You may be able to suggest a slight change if there's a mouthful of a phrase that's not been spotted before, and then only alter it with full signed-off permission. But you're not employed to be a scriptwriter or a proofreader or an editor or an advisor, so essentially, read what you've been told to read. That's what you're paid for, yeah? And don't overread. In other words, don't interrogate. This is when you're given a script in advance. And the great temptation if you're given a script in advance is to go over it time and time and time and time again, trying to make it better and lots of markings up and lots of rehearsals and lots of practice runs and dry runs and recordings and maybe presenting it in front of a mirror to yourself, reading it out loud, reading it as you're going for a walk in the park, reading it on microphone and all the rest of it. Overreading. Yeah, and the trouble with that is you're interrogating the script for so many intonational nuances, marking up the script with a slew of symbols, you run the possibility of getting into a reading rut, reducing the possibility of some in-studio creativity, or reducing the possibility of just being able to easily respond to the director's requests. Because you've gone over it so many times, you've lost the spontaneity, the freshness, the conversationality of it. You're trying too hard, okay. And also, it's worth looking at how you're going to recover if you're thrown, not in a pre-recorded voiceover situation, but certainly for live radio presenters, especially. Think what you will say if something goes wrong, an item doesn't play. There's maybe some breaking news. What will you do if you need to fill for 30 seconds? Do you have enough material to hand, either written down or in your head? How are you going to deal with a mistake made by you? Just the other day, my computer screen froze midway through reading a news bulletin on the BBC, and so I had to hand back to the main presentation studio unexpectedly. Fortunately, there was someone there. I'd thought in advance, what would I do? What kind of phrase would I use to get out of this situation when one of those circles of death appears on the screen in front of you and it all kind of gets greyed out and a big message appears on top of the script that you're reading? Ladies and gentlemen, I was in the middle of a sentence and I couldn't even go any further than that in the middle of a news story. Difficult stuff. So how to recover if you're thrown. And also to consider your listeners' time. Less is more. So as well as talking in a clear voice, your content has got to be compelling too. The world is awash, ladies and gentlemen, in information. So be memorably brief with fewer, more powerful words. Spoke about this a few moments ago. Eliminate the unnecessary and focus on substance. If you're clear in what you want to say, then your mind will be less muddled and you will appear less nervous. As I've said before, confidence has that kind of domino effect, reducing tension in your skeleton and your sound, making you sound more authentic and trustworthy. And for voiceover presenters, there's some specific advice on voice prep work because of how you work with other people and to a tight, pre-approved script. And I'm going to be looking at that over the next few days on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Okay, thanks for listening today. Bit of a long one today, sorry about that, but crammed with useful information, I hope you'll agree. I'm back tomorrow. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.